Essila.
Nancy, hi.
Oh.
Sorry about that. I have to keep sending so many links, girl. I'm sorry.
That is absolutely fine. But you know me when it comes to tech. So I was like, I kept clicking, but it kept saying expired.
Yeah, because I kept on. I was like, I saw my mom come in, and I was like, I'm not doing this today. I'm not going to deal with none of the belching, none of the background noises. I had
You're
to
like,
keep it.
not today.
Not today, no. So, how was your week, love? I know we've had a hectic week. We've hardly even got to interact much with each other.
I know, but that is the beauty of life. It has been really good. It's flown by. It's been very busy work-wise, of course, you know, with everything that we do with the House of Blooms, Black Mall TV Consulting, Black Mall TV Development, and Black Mall TV in general. So that's been quite busy, but that's how we like it. And
I
I became
saw.
an auntie this week.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
Thank
little
you
boy
very
or girl?
much. A girl, baby Sunshine, made her a debut 4 weeks early into the world.
Classy auntie to look up to. Yay, yay, yay. No slight on the mother. I know the mother's just as classy too, but I'm just saying.
Listen,
Yeah.
I fully claimed her. She'll be lucky if she knows who her mom is. I fully claimed her legally.
Aw, you go around here claiming people's children. That's how I used to be.
That's what
Oh,
you have to claim people's children. You have to.
well, your son is already mine, so that already, like, I mean, I always claim my friends' sons. Like, one of my friends said something derogatory, and I was like, I really got offended because I was abused. So it's like my how would I call it, fixation on my girlfriend's son. Have nothing to do with anything bad. It just has to do more with I hope that they like Auntie Nancy and they listen to Auntie Nancy. She says focus on one woman or focus on school, like things like that. So that's what more I want to see, because those could be possibly my daughter's
Absolutely.
pool. That's the
Absolutely.
way I look at it. I don't look at it the way one friend's like, oh, Nancy, get your she said something like a pedo, and I was like, whoa. And mind you, I didn't ever speak to this friend about a lot of things I went through, but I'm like, whoa, don't take it like that. So that's why I've sort of stopped a little, because that's the second who said that. One of them were no longer friends anymore. But I was like, don't throw that out there. You don't know what a person's been through. And I don't feel like I need to open up to tell you there's no way I would be that way, because it's like, but since you want to take it there, I'm like, okay, then I'll leave it like that, And that's why I was sort of apprehensive to even say that too. That's why I was like, I used to claim, oh, and like I said, I focus more because I grew up with boys more, which is not a good thing now that I'm an adult with a real man's man. Like you were telling me a couple weeks ago, and I and girl, if you could be a fly on the wall here on this side of the pond, I am listening to your words. No more making cheese, because it doesn't matter what it is, it just doesn't look right. And I've always known that, but it's just when you're in situations and all you have are male friends, it goes away. So
No,
I believe.
I get it. And this is why, you know, in the development coaching, this is what a lot of it is about. It's about the parts of it's conversationing, it's listening, but it's also being able to give that real advice. And I've grown up around predominantly males. You know, I was very tomboyish when I was growing up. I've had a lot of positive role models. And I've also been around a lot of negative m male role models. I'm all about claiming children, so never be afraid to claim people's children. But what I have learned to do over time is to learn that as much as what you can love other people's children like your own, other people's children are not your own. Does that make
Right.
sense?
I feel you.
So to a certain extent, where it's only from a place of love and care, and what I found is people will take the good bits of that. People always love Auntie Ursh, you know, because whether I'm bringing like a bit of my child practitioner background, so I always try to connect with kids on a different level, because I understand that
Right.
children, they're still people, and a lot of the time, and I'm guilty of this with my own kids, where you always kind of see them as children, and they're not. They're little people. They have minds which are growing, which are
Right.
expanding, which are observing things. And to be honest with you, obviously you know this from like an SEO perspective, like they're like little robots, aren't they? You know, their ability to
They
take in
are. They're
information and to process it, to observe it, to store it, to pull it back up again, it's amazing. So for
and
me,
we
when
shouldn't be
children start showing,
corrupted.
absolutely.
We
So when
shouldn't be
children start
corrupted
showing a certain
people.
level of cognitive ability, And this is all part of the developmental stages. You have to start treating them differently. And what I found is with a lot of friends, they're all great for, you know, having me there in terms of to provide certain things, having my husband there to provide certain other boundaries. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, it's their children. And people will want to throw comments at you, like the ones which you've heard, without giving it a second thought. Even though they know you are only coming from a place of love and care for their child. So sometimes you just got to learn to scale it back, to be like, you know what, I care for your child, but I'm going to observe them from a distance and leave it like that.
Else, trust me, and I've done so because it's like I have a lot more friends who understand what I'm doing, and they love it because they think certain things that you know about me are great, and they know that their child is good, especially when it comes to online and the Hey Online marketplace that I'm pushing more now, because my magazine, I have to protect the name. And I have to also worry about, there's people out there that have been playing with me for the last 20 years. So I don't know if they're going to be the type to say, just like the Japanese group that got the Hey Online or whatever country they're from, that write it a little different to come in and give me a play for my money. So right now, I'm building up capital for me to be able to, or maybe I'll use the stimulus money that Joe Biden's supposed to be sending off, the 1500 we still have yet to see, but yet Trump was the one that gave us like the most quickest relief in a sense, and was trying to, but anyway, like I say, time will tell with him, because I'm not gonna condone any racism, but at the end of the day, some people pick and choose who they want to call racist or not when their own employer is racially doing things. I don't hear that being said because they're worrying about their rent being paid. They're worrying about a paycheck, you know, but if it's Trump, there's all these issues, but now we're seeing Biden, we're seeing dead elderly people that numbers were hidden. Like all the things they went and ragged on this dude for, they're just letting have a pass, and I need this stimulus. So with this stimulus, the focus is to get everything protected. You need to have copyright protections. You need to have trademarking, and being an entrepreneur today with this online terrain and the emotions and things people do when it comes to Instagram and Facebook and just trying to appeal to the hearts of people following, it's like you got to make up your mind on what it is that's important to you. And right now what's important to me is the financial aspect, children having a marketplace. Yeah. Where whoever is just like you guys with Blackmail TV and the economics. That's why I jumped on you, because it's like it tied into what I wanted to bring for youth. You guys deal with adults. I dislike dealing with adults. Just like the example of the two friends, one of them I'm no longer friends with that made the pedo comment. And it's like, watch your mouths. You're saying it in front of a child, and you're also saying it during a time where it's a word that's emotionally charged right now. And then saying it to someone who's a victim of that multiple times. So for you to say that and be insensitive, it's like, okay, how insensitive are you to your own children? And that's why a lot of times I don't let my kids be around just anybody or deal with just anyone, because I want them to be around the people that's like, you know what? Go to Hey Online Marketplace, go to Lemonade Stand in the Sky. Go and buy something from these kids. You know, do something with them, you know, give them the attention, see that they're an entrepreneur too, but do not bring that crab mentality. Do not bring the negativity down to their level, because what we do is what's molding them and what's molding. And that's why I was saying that earlier, and tying this whole side note on is I'm looking to make sure my daughter never has to deal with the likes of how her dad did me, and her father understands that. I know that I can't sit here like everyone else and be like, that's not my daughter. Well, if it's not your daughter and you're working two jobs, how are you going to make sure it's not your daughter that's going to be asked to do something for $40? How are you going to make sure your daughter's not destitute if you don't have no time to give to your daughter, or if what you're doing with your time is not setting up a trust fund? So now I'm into this thing called trust fund babies.
Okay.
And trust fund babies thing where the money being sent in will go to trust funds that the parents have to set up, and for them to be part of it, they got to show me monthly their statement dated that they have it. If they don't have it, I'm not going all out for them. I'm not giving them the free marketing, and this is free marketing. This is literally to the point where I have vendors list, drop ship and stuff. Like I'm gonna set up their online, like how I set up mine. And as long as a child is doing what they got to do, getting the grades they're getting supposed to get, they're supposed to go up one grade. So if they were making S, they need to go up to a D and more as a C. But don't worry, I'm going to push more. But I'm giving them at least 3 month periods to bring it up, meaning every
Okay,
3 months.
that
So
sounds
I'm
like an
not going
interesting
to.
program.
Yeah, because I understand the stresses with kids where they might need to take 3 months to get into the mind space as a kid that's already ready out of the gate when I propose this to them. Because if a child is like how I grew up and I still did well in school, I would like to alleviate because I ended up growing up with health issues. I ended up
Okay.
growing up with anxiety. I ended
Yeah.
up growing up with certain situations and also dealing with stuff now where it comes to. It took me up until 39 to be okay with not being
Okay.
able to finish college, not being able
Okay.
to do certain things, and all of those things weigh you down, and you can't be so productive to even sell
Yeah.
when in your
Yeah.
years. So it's
These
good you have a
long-lasting
great.
effects that you don't realize, do you see what I'm saying?
And you have a great background. So it's like, God knows, I got some powerful mommies I'm dealing with. And it's like, now I know I can go to you. Because I love the way you shorten up my stuff, even when we're talking about other business aspects. Because we're colleagues. I
Yes.
work with you guys at Blackmail TV Consulting as the SEO, and it's like I can learn also on our off times when we're not worrying about how we're going to get ads out and things like that, and worry about our focus, which is our YouTube's focus on your video editing, things like that. While we're dealing with that. Afterwards, I would love to pick your brain on certain aspects of what it is I'm looking to do because this is
Okay.
old. I went to banks trying to figure out how I could make sure the parent puts the money in a trust fund because
Okay.
I could sit there and help all I want to. But if I do another 20 years like I did within the Haitian community trying to help people and they were trying to shade me, but yet they still not found in search like that, and I'm being found free. What am I gonna play? I'm not gonna keep playing. That's why I took down Aquarius Don Nancy Instagram. I paused it for a little, but I might delete it totally because I don't need it. It showed that
Okay.
for 20 years I was with something and they looked low on me. And I don't want that to be for no child. I don't want anybody with those mentalities to even be in my marketplaces for youth. There's no time for it. Let them do
No,
that
there is
with their
not.
youth. Let them figure out, yes, let them figure out for them. My thing is I'm vetting and I don't care. It's going to be selective because at
Vetting
the end
is
of the day,
so
all
important. Sorry to interject. Go on.
yeah. No, that's okay. But it's going to be selective and because I'm not going to have no time. I don't care about their human behavior and nature. It's not working for us as a black community. It's not working for our kids. And it's just wrong that you see a black kidpreneur. And out of everyone I see following them, I would expect they have thousands. No, it would have to be a woman showing her tail. Showing her tail. And we're talking about T.I. and Tiny. We're talking about celebrities. We're talking about things. We're talking about rites of passage with young girls here. I grew up here in the 90s. I know what it was like. You only dealt with
Yeah.
older men that were in their 20s and 30s. So when people want to talk about R. Kelly, be real. I'm real. I wasn't dealing with nobody my age in high school.
And a
So
lot of
what happened?
females weren't. Let's keep it real. When I was younger,
Yeah.
I remember I'll be honest with you, I didn't start dating till I was 18 because, strict African parents, there was no mention of boys, and I was quite of a tomboy anyway. So I was a bit of a late bloomer in respect of, really seeing boys and men like that. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
But what's it called? When I was 18, I think my first boyfriend was like 25. Do you see what I'm saying? And those kind of things, it's like it's normal because at that age you don't, it's not normalized that
Well,
you would date people your age. But once again, I think there's a biological aspect to this in the sense of
yes.
biologically, women, younger women should be dating older men just for the fact of biologically as West women are in
My
their
dad
prime
said it too.
to have
Yep.
children.
Yep.
Realistically, when you look at things, men your age are not, they're not in their stage of maturity yet, as men in the sense of the things what they can do to provide for households and families and just in terms of the direction that they're going in life. For most men, they don't become made men within themselves till they're at least in their mid to late 30s, early 40s.
Yep.
Now, if you think that a
Yep.
lot of women, from once we come out of the gate from college, everything is boyfriends, I want to get married for the majority, which is what has been pushed on us. When you're coming out at 18, 20, and you want to be married, you want these things, realistically, a man of your age is not going to be at that same level maturity-wise, mental-wise, financially-wise. So realistically, younger women should be marrying older men because older men are more stable. They've experienced more things. They know themselves more. But we don't tend to do that. But sorry,
My dad told me
not
that.
the sidebar. That was a total sidebar. Go on.
No, it wasn't. It was needed to be said because I was upset when my dad said it. I'm like, I don't want no old, I won't go right in there, raunchy, but that was my first thought. What if it doesn't work? What if blah, blah, blah? Now I'm learning differently. But when you're young, there's a lot of insensitive. That's why when young people say things, even if it's to their parents on these YouTube lives, I let them have a pass. Because I remember when I was young and I said stuff because age humbles you. Age
of
makes you
course.
See what age before
Of
beauty was
course.
telling you when you were young. You
Of
do
course.
think different. You do think different when you get older and when you have a child. And when I see people have children and they still don't think different and they think that something special is going to come out of that, or when the child makes it and you still are in your mess and you're bringing your mess to them, that's not fair. That's why I work hard to try to work out things with me. I'm dealing with coaches. And it's like, I have a little girl who's so girly and I'm not, and she'll see beautiful women like Judge Judy, Judge Lynn, and she'll say, "Mommy, she's so pretty." She'll just right where see me watching a YouTube, and she's like, "She's so pretty," and I love that. And she'll tell me, "Mommy, you're the best. You're this and that." And when I do dress up, she'll tell me I'm pretty, and then she'll let me know when I don't look all that part, whatever. But she's put that spark in me to become girly, and also Oliver, the big cock. I'm going to mention from now on, because that's why I use the big cock, because he's the rooster. He's the one that's going to be the head of my roost, the lead of my roost.
Yes.
And also, I just use it for the male term of it, because the big cock, a cock really does act like an alpha in its thing. It protects, it attention for prey. Mm-hmm. It gives calls and sounds to tell the other hens to go in. Now, I don't agree with the polygamy aspect of the hen quarters until there's other males.
That's definitely a different conversation we'll have to touch upon. Go on.
But I'm just letting someone know so they don't take it too far in a literal sense of why I say the big cock. It's not everything that goes along with it, but it's for the shock value and stuff. So anywho, to have a man who's not like the other men who called me a bum or whatever, at least this one sees that I don't have much and is helping me create my wardrobe, or giving me things to sell, to keep money on me, because he hears me complain. He sees me less than where I should be. And within his means and his abilities, he's shown me how to keep more money on me, and it's happening. But he's also shown me men, real men, want a feminine woman. They don't want the one that had to survive or be tough or be like, ugh, you know, because of business and stuff. So I have to learn the dualities of being a domicile woman. And then when I say domicile, meaning not be so as people see me as if, because people mistakenly think I'm a feminist. Heck no. Don't agree.
No feminists around here.
I have a lot of progressive views. None. I have progressive views, but I also have real common sense stuff. There's a rhyme to reason why a man and a woman together, a man is there to deter. And I just feel, since I see that young men nowadays have a lot of women with baggage and being bitter. And the other day, my boyfriend told me that I sounded bitter talking to my son that I was upset with, because I was like, your dad is saying that he builds you up and I'm tearing you down because you come over and it's a fun show. And I'm understanding you from a mental standpoint, but it's also, you need to keep that structure your father's giving you, because that's a key thing I always talked about. So when I'm getting an interest to my friend's sons, I'm also taking an interest to the pool of men that are going to be around to influence my son or to be around there for my daughter to choose from. You know, if we don't focus like that, and instead of letting things just be like how these celebrities are, all these celebrities are showing us they're crumbling.
Yeah.
Their kids are confused. Their kids are no better than
ours. But you see, but sorry to interject, babes. This is the problem when people...
No, you're good. I'm done.
When people adhere to celebrity status lifestyles, because celebrities, what people tend to forget, these are normal people that have, whether or not through whatever their craft, their skill or their talent, have acquired a massive amount of wealth for themselves. It's the fact that we assume when we look at these people and then we think because they're celebrities means that they have some godlike status. They are still people. They're still fallible. They still have their issues. They're still bad parents. They're still all these things. They just have a lot of money and wealth and assets that go with it. That is the only difference with celebrities. So when a lot of people then see celebrities crumbling with certain things, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that was them. And what they don't realize, the celebrity status life, everything is an act. It is a facade. It is what is put forward to you. These people are... they are paid even by the sponsorship deals that they have. They are paid to portray an image, just like how you had all the Disney actors, you know, like from the Britney Spears to Justin Timberlake. We know that Disney only churns out damaged people. You know, they take little people and they turn them into damaged human beings because they put this facade on them like the Hannah Montanas. You know, when you're like 18 and you're still playing the facade of a child, which is like 15, and you're still having to portray a level of innocence, which to you yourself behind the screen, you no longer have that. It doesn't marry up. And this is the problem with celebrities, and which I keep saying to people, why we cannot let this social system keep engineering us as women to believe that this is what is reality. They give us a false sense of reality to which we then work towards.
Right.
That's all fake. All of it is fake. All of it is fake. And that's my two cents worth.
That's why I latch on to women like you. Like, honestly, no matter how the rat race is on Instagram, I started doing everything I do online off of the heart. And when I saw emotions, I went at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw certain things, I felt impassioned to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I started Father Day Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I noticed, and especially with social media, the advent of it and mm-hmm. how it's turned into from how forums used to be just very straightforward threads. Now
yeah.
it's, the threads are your comments and all these different things. But I really connect to women like you. All the thousands of followings I have, if there are women, it's because there's something there I'm looking to either aspire to be or be at the moment. I'm in that part of my journey, like with weight loss and getting myself fit so I can be an ambassador. House of Blooms has developed me in me, which is all Ursula here and her team, and making me, you know, get used to making videos. I bought ring yes. lights, things like that. Worry about my
working on your positioning, your posture.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And the posture and everything. And you're helping me. I've never taken any acting classes. Now, I know I could be good at it. My daughter, brilliant. And next week she starts violin. We're going to put her in acting. I have to talk to a woman, Yanni's World, and another woman that does CC's World. These are two people that I'm going to be working with their youth to promote and focus on their online careers and monitor them with cybersecurity. So I really follow women that I either admire. I see something either in their kids and their tenacity, either they're doing something as a momager, things like that. And I know bringing them my skills will help better them as well as help better mm-hmm. their children's futures
yeah.
using these skills. Also with those, using those skills, I'm also being poured into by these women I follow because I see they're married. Majority of women I follow are married.
That's how it should be.
I see that they're living their lives. Yes. And it's like, when you come from dysfunction, you got to be real with yourself and don't care what the algorithms or the bots are trying to read about you to present you with ads or with coaches and things. I follow women that I want to follow. I coach with women that I want to because sometimes I need that mm-hmm. woman that's going to be straight with me like, Nance, you need to do this. You're wrong for this. Like how you spoke to me the other day and you didn't speak to me in a condescending way. You just said, no, that's not the way it goes, Nance. And that's it. There was no emotion in it. No, it was very detached, which is right, because mm-hmm. that's the way I am on a lot. And but it was honest, straightforward. It made me reflect. And you being accountable, or as a modern woman like I am, and we both are, being accountable is important. And for me to know that I need to attain what you have, I want that man that wants to marry me. I want the person that I'm dealing with to see that possibility and not look only mm-hmm. at my dysfunction, but see where I'm coming out yes. of that dysfunction on my mm-hmm. journey and claiming me. Like I said the other day, I really feel like I'm reclaiming my freedom. I'm talking to clients and they're willing to pay. They're willing to pay my $50 packages, my 25, mm-hmm. my 10, my 5. And they understand what I Absolutely. Bring to the table. So it's like, I'm learning. Yeah, I'm learning from them, but they're learning from me, but I'm taking away something that's actually making me better. and better present myself, not better, but better present me, you know, because what I do present on the negative aspect and the personal with my other blog, my other page, was trying to relate and explain to women, look, I go through the same thing you're going through that you don't like to share, but I want to show your company, and I'm still doing great things online. I'm making things that I create right in front of your face and give it life right in front of your face. I'm making you see how I get it found in search, and you still stuck on an Instagram worrying about certain things. So I move on to the woman that's got their own, either a real estate agent or how you do, or and you do a lot. I could go list and list and list and list, but it's like I'm dealing with a lot of powerhouse women who keep a husband who tell me, oh no, Nance, I'm so sorry. I gotta do breakfast. I gotta make lunch. I love when I see you do your womanly duties, but you're still an independent woman who thinks on her own, who has a husband who understands her creativity and doesn't try to be overbearing over it. He's just there to deter anybody disrespecting or thinking they can just talk to his wife anyway, to know that she's a married woman, a well-kept woman in a sense of he provides, they provide for each other, they work with each other, the family economics. And it's just to see how you guys work together as a family, how the children come in, how you talk to them, how you're teaching them, as how I did Hey Online Mothers Teach, how you're a Mogul Mommy's Chronicles participant in the sense of you're the type of mom I'm looking at, but I would like other women that are just like me, dysfunctional. But no, people negative and wrote me off and just ignored it. So I shut down the page. I'm at a page where it's only 190 something personally, you know? And then I just deal with Hey Online now because I have Blackmail TV
Absolutely.
Consulting that
There
does
you
the
go.
SEO. I don't have to worry, you know? And before that, I had already been part of a package where they added me onto a $1,000 package, which made it 1997, where the last few weeks of a spiritual entrepreneurship, but it's only for women. It's not an inclusive situation. But it's for women that are building empires all over the world. So I'm using that to break into Haiti in a safe way that I'm helping women, starting with the churches and then starting with the neighborhoods. So I don't care about gangs or other things like that. I just want someone to know, no matter what gang you're in, you got a brother and sister that you
That's
want to
right.
have a chance and want to have a future. And I have an idea that I just want to help everybody, not just a few people in Haiti or people in certain spots, but I also know it's a volatile situation. It's a situation where people are smiling your face and they're the one
That is
giving the guns to
life.
the rival gang to come at you
That is
and burn your
life.
house down and
That
kill
is
you or
life.
threaten you to stop what you're doing. Yeah. And then let them pick it up and just do it only in their own area or quartier, as we call neighborhood. And that's not the way it is. You can't show one side of the block is eating and the other side is hungry, because the other side that's hungry is going to be easy to deter and mess up what you're doing across the street. You have to have a group economics
Absolutely.
mentality to say that it doesn't matter what department. Yes. And that's why I love being part of your love
Equals
plus
growth
support
every
equals
time.
growth philosophy. Yeah, because if there was love, then you could not see where you would only help one part of
This
Haiti
is
or
it.
one part of a neighborhood or a few departments. You have this area of Haiti that's huge, Delma. You got other areas that are huge, like that are big. And it's like people will pick and choose little areas. They say they're NGO and they only do that area. But
It
what
doesn't
about the
work
other
like
people? What
that.
about
It
the
just
other
doesn't
girl? What
work
about,
like that.
yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, but the thing is, you also have gangs or gang leaders who don't think about the bigger picture. So I would like to present a bigger picture. I'm not saying I'm going to go to one and negotiate with them, but what I am saying is my tactics will be more of a inclusive situation. Whereas if you have a heart, regardless if you're looking out for only your hood or your gang type of situation, as they want to say in their whatever, you have a little brother or sister. I'm focusing on youth. You have a mother, you want to be good. You have an under economy that's struggling and hurting and relying off of your hard hand wrestling. But what if I show you an online world where Google, that yes, CIA, all this stuff built up, but Google can actually help you find the people who will pay you for your talents. You don't have to be paid by the other side to go against your own. Use your brilliance, your smarts, get online. And if you have a community where someone is like a Facebook and they let them have a profile, but from that profile, they're selling from it, and you know you're selling to a black male TV community, a Hey Online media community, Grind Ethics community. All these people that I've been dealing with for the last 10 years was because I always saw a big picture that they're into media and promoting and helping other people, businesses. But what about a big conglomerate of people that are individuals, have their own communities, but we know we can refer people to go to that marketplace, go to this marketplace, but really make it a group
this is what it
economics
has
type
to
of
be. It
marketplace.
has
But
to be, otherwise it doesn't work. If we're not collectively trying to come together and apply group economics, because what we tend to find is you have mini business hubs, things like that, but they're not, there's no point just having an umbrella of businesses if they're not actively trading among one another, if they're not patronizing one another, if they're not utilizing each other's services, not recommending each other's services within the community. It makes no sense. That is why Black Mill TV, we're very intentional with Love, Support, Growth. You know we are. We are a growth community. Essentially, that is what it is. Everything we do is about growth because we're about that generational wealth. If you, how will you achieve generational wealth if you do not make sure the community and the environment you is purely focused on growth? Now, like what you're saying regarding Haiti, we've come to the very like realization, because these are our life equations anyways, Nance. Love for support equals growth. We understand that you cannot miss any part of this equation. But this equation is not applicable to everybody, because not everybody can operate in the true spirit of love. Not everybody can really give support. And some people generally do not want to grow themselves, or they do not want you to grow. So trying to do this equation with certain people will never work. What you have to make sure is that from your position, you are always working off the those principles. And that way it's able to disseminate who the false people are. Because you see, because I operate in love, support, growth, you see how we're going on our mentorship and our development coaching journey, the way we're colleagues, but we're also we're developing a friendship. Then there's a sisterhood, because sisterhood and friendship are two different things, and that's what a lot of people don't seem to understand. Because what we have,
you're
this
invested
is
in
it. Because in a friendship, it's pleasantries. It's make you know. I just you know whether you're alive or not really doesn't make a difference in from what I see friendships. But when you have a sisterhood, it's different. That's saying, you know what, you're grafted in. I have a responsibility over you, to look after you, to care for you, and anybody that is attached to you and within your circle. So whether that be your children, whether that be family members, by default, I am now taking them on as an association. So when we have conversations, you know I never say anything. Like, even though we'll catch a lot of jokes, everything I say is meant, I mean it. Like when we speak about our children, the level of education we want to give them, and we won't discuss it here, but some of the plans that we have for their futures, everything to which I say to people regarding their children, we mean it, because that's from love and that's support and that's growth. And when we're working in that way, Nancy, it allows you to know who's really there for you, because if you're sticking in those principles and somebody is not in those principles, you know very early on, well, you were the break in this in this equation. And a lot of the time, what we do is we have people, because they don't take accountability of themselves, of their lives, of their situations, they will always want to bring something to your doorstep. And now maybe because your life isn't as together as what you would like it, what it gives room is people have an avenue to think they can come in and throw shade, or be, you know, be callous with their words, or just be blasé with their coming in, with their interactions. Because they see, well, there's not a structure there. There's not a this. And at the end of the day, they think that it doesn't give them room to give support. It doesn't give them room to give love. But ultimately, you're not going to grow. Right. Any dynamic in any situation that if there's not a mutual growth cannot work. It just cannot work. And the best I can teach you as we start to develop, as we start to grow, is understanding how to apply that equation within your life consistently, and how to use that as your barometer to engage people you allow into your life. If they are not operating in love plus support equals growth, you can make no space or room for them within your life, because that will throw off your equation. And this is the beauty of maths. Mathematical equations, they don't vary based upon people's interpretations. They are set. Now, if you don't understand the equation, you don't know how to work it out, and you don't know how to get the answer, now that is down to you. But the equation stays the same. And this is the greatest thing that we're going to learn, and people are going to see from you in your journey, the taking accountability, saying, you know what? I am not going to allow anybody, whether it's in life, in business, in personal, in spirituality, to not apply those principles, because I'm applying those principles. And if you're going to take the time to do your growth work, if you're going to align yourself to a growth community, if you're going to build your business connections by aligning into Black Mill TV Consulting so that you are part of a bigger group, then why, Nancy, would you allow anybody which is not putting in that level of equal work into your environment? You see, it doesn't make sense. But a lot of the time, as
Never.
women, we.
If ever since I met you guys,
this is
I did
it.
That. It's easy
the,
for
and
me
this
to
is.
know. Because if they can't come at me with what you offer, why?
But this is why we're able to be where we are. Because, like I said to you, Nancy, like, sisterhood is not something that is offered to everybody. It is not. Friendship, I can offer, offer friendship to everybody. Because in this world, that is who we are. But sisterhood is not offered to everybody, you know? Because it means something else to bring somebody into your life and to be a part of their life also. Now, a lot of the time, a lot of women, we just, oh, this is my friend, this is my sister, this is my family member. And we use these words so flippantly. Words are very important, and the definition of words are very important. If people actually knew the true definition of words,
yes,
they would realize a lot of the times they're using words in the wrong context. Now, when we start to know the true definition
yes.
of words and we start to apply them in the correct context, then you start to understand, you start to make better decisions within your life. You're able to take better accountability in your
yes.
life, and you're able to weedle out the BS straight away. Because ultimately,
yes.
in going forward in life, do not accept anything from anybody who is not putting in that same level of work you are. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So in sisterhood, well, when we said we were going to go on this journey, now we could have done the journey develop mentoring through, because, you know, we do it through the Blackmore TV, the coaching, all the rest of it. But we're going on a different personal journey with one another, a sisterhood journey, which it's greater. And I don't offer it to everybody because not everybody, I've had many people that have come in and used, you know, sisterhood, and they use it under the guise to take the best from your situation without ever adding anything positive to your situation. And it doesn't work
right.
like that. But when you really apply true sisterhood, when it's given to people that you really see, okay, this person, I see the growth in you. I always say to you, Nancy, when I look at you, when I talk to you, I'm not talking to the Nancy of now. I'm not talking to the Nancy of the past. I talk to future Nancy, because that's who I see. That's who I see, future Nancy. And if I couldn't see your future Nancy, this conversation, all this stuff, it would never develop past a certain point. And this is what people rob other people from. This is what the people in your circle rob you from. Only wanting to see current Nancy or previous Nancy, and they do not see who Nancy really is. And this is the beauty of the journey we're going on, because whilst many people are sleeping, and you know, you're here putting in that work, we're doing great things. How we start this year and how we're going to end this year as Blackmail TV, as Blackmail TV Consulting, as Blackmail TV Development, as Aquarius Dawn Nancy, and all the host of other things which you're bringing out, it's going to be beautiful. But it's a process. Remember when we spoke about it being a metamorphosis, like the caterpillar, you know, the transformation, the butterfly that
mm-hmm.
it goes, the transformation it goes through. That is exactly where you were
yeah.
in. And what people don't understand is you're currently cocooning yourself. And when caterpillars cocoon themselves,
yep.
we only ever see the outer shell. You don't understand the work that's taking place inside that cocoon, that
inside.
Beautiful work
mm.
that's taking place. And that's just the beauty
yep.
of it all, to be honest with you. So we just continue to put in that work. We continue to focus on love, support, growth as our guiding principles for everything. And you will start to see, it will give you the strength to deal with an alpha male. It will give you the strength to deal with, to parent your children consistently and to co-parent them, irrespective of whatever dynamic you're in. It will give you the tools that you need to become, and I don't like the word girly. We're gonna phase out the word girly, because what the society tends to keep us women is a state of childhood, like childhoodness. And what we're talking about is femininity, and femininity is just straight womanhood. You know, there's a difference. You know, when people
right.
are like, oh, she's very girly. Yes, I was girly
yeah.
in my youth. Any references to me being a girl is not a positive thing. Men do not want girls. They do not. They want women.
True.
They want women. So
mm-hmm.
femininity,
and women don't want boys.
This is the same thing. So women should not be raising boys when you see their past clearly boy stages, which is why when we had that
right.
conversation, as a mummy, I understand all those things. Our need is to nurture, to want to just rush over them. But like when I spoke to you, with the way my husband and I, and this is how you deal with living with an alpha male, it's, you know, I accept the fact that women are the nurturers. So it's my job to raise, to nurture these children. And once they get to a certain age, it is my husband's job to raise these children. Now, many won't understand what we're talking about.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because essentially, men are meant to raise
mm-hmm.
the children and apply. And this applies for men and women. Men have to be able to raise women. Because when you see that men aren't raising women, what do we have here? Oh, absentee fathers, you know, daddy's issue, daddy girl issues, all the rest of it, which once again is primary proof that men need to raise both boys and girls. Women need to continue to assist in the nurturing aspect of those things. Do you see what I'm saying? But we get to a point where when they're not babies, yes. The reason why women cannot teach men and young boys and young girls, because essentially for moms, we're always seeing them as babies. My parents still see me and refer to me as like I'm a child. And it's something which you cannot get out of your mind sometimes. When I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I carry other titles, but to my parents, I'm still a child, not their child, a child. And that is so destructive. And women, what we don't realize in our nurturing, we can be destructive towards our children's adult goals because we're only dealing with them as children. We're only, and a lot of mothers, as we know, they don't even want their kids to be bigger. You're seeing your children reaching certain developmental milestones and they don't want them to do that because then you start to feel like you don't have that hold anymore. They don't need you anymore. It baffles me when mothers say, oh my God, they don't need me anymore. I get it, but at the end of the day, we should be raising adults that don't need us, that aren't us, are not reliant on us. That, do you see what I'm saying? Because the world is not going to give them a free pass. It's not, you know, like my husband, yes, he's very firm on these kids. It's daddy, daddy, daddy. Like today, it was all tickles. It was all jokes. But at the end of the day, he's not raising kids where he's going to mollycoddle them because once they step out of this door, there is no protection for them. Absolutely none. So the world's not going to go easy on them. So you've got to raise them to understand. Do you see what I'm saying? This is how it is. Daddy is consistently hard and firm with you because the world will be consistently this way for you. The anomalies of, you know, the fairy tale lifestyles, they are lies and they are propagandas and they're an anomaly. And the whole purpose of an anomaly is it is out of the ordinary. It is the exception to the rule. That is where we are at. So, oh, look at that. Another little rant over.
No problem. But hey, in closing, I love the fact that, I love the fact that you talked about love. You talked about the support equaling growth. And you talked about the butterfly phase and the cocoon, because I did start doing that and I started sharing that on Facebook and on Instagram. So it's just nice how God makes you meet up with people who even just tell you the words that God and you know, but because it's coming out of their mouth and they're showing the actions of helping me better myself to greatness within the cocoon, it just says that, you know, you can believe whatever you want to. I come from a Christian background, but I don't call myself a Christian, but I have a lot of Christian women around me in the sense of they really do act like Christ, in the sense that they do not look down upon me. I have friends that I owe money to and they still lend me money because they know that little sum that they lend me compared to the thousands I might owe, that I'll pay them back to 200 quicker, but they never look less upon me. It's beautiful how God has shown love to me that strangers come to me the way I would expect my sisters or family to. So I don't have that feeling of saying I don't experience it. I just always share that just like anyone else, you long for it to come from your blood. But as you get to my age of 39, you learn to let that be because it would be awkward for reconciliations to happen right now because I'm trying to get out of my cocoon. I'm trying to better myself and I don't need that added pressure. But afterwards, I got to be real that with my love plus support equals growth, it doesn't mean I wouldn't help their children. I might have a situation with them immediately, but I know I would never treat my nieces and nephews anyway. I never do now. I don't think any ill. I don't think ill to their parents. I just don't agree with their actions because their actions retarded my growth. Their actions lacked love. Their actions lack support. And when I say I don't have a support system, out of that equation, love plus support equals growth, it also goes in a consecutive order. There has to be love there.
It
there
has to be in that exact order and sequence.
Love cannot be conditional. Yes, sequence, love, then the support. But if there was no support, then where do you feel there was the love? If there's no love and support, then there's no growth. So then you get stunted. Then you stick to the lonely holidays, the people that don't acknowledge your dead baby's birthday. Little things like that, people can tell you, get over it, heal. Yeah, you can heal, but you're human. You're human. And at that human toll, when I get out of this cocoon with your help and the help of other women like Teresa, Coach Teresa, Coach Chisa, with the help of men like author Sakiam Cotton, I just bought over 20 books with 20 books from The Man Commandments for young little boys, from boys to men. From Boys to Gentlemen. Your husband, definitely, I'm putting his video program in there and I'm going to pay for that. I'm building up ways to raise funds where I'm not going to just go to you guys because I have a working relationship and we're building some type of outside relationship as a sense of parents and me as a woman being mentored by you at a station in life where I want to be. I'm also wanting to come because I have to respect the business. He's very good at editing, very good at training. I mean, those video, I'm about to see a video premiere now soon. I think it's an intro or an outro. One of those, you guys put the videos on YouTube. Very brilliant, very different. I have not seen anyone online do that and keep your MO. The robots know it's your MO. Anybody that want to plagiarize, plagiarism is the taking of someone's ideas and works and passing them off as your own. Meaning you can take someone's idea and embellish and do better, but also realize that a robot timestamped when that person put their idea or when you copied and paste words from their thing to do this and that, whatever. Understand it was shown they did it first. So I like Google Lens. I love the way you guys naturally have your own way about you with presenting your services. So I want to do the video product. I'm going to ask your husband for the videos so I can send that in the packages. And I'm going to be packaging these boys things for every quarter. They're going to receive certain things, cologne,
I like
teaching them
that.
as young men that they need to get scent right. So I'm going to send four the first year. And after that, when they tell me after the four, so that's testing the market. After I teach them all the things I did to them, when they become businesses, I'm going to be like, remember how I did to you? That's what you need to do to everybody with your products in the future if one of them wants to be a business. It's like I'm trying to show them what I'm building them up that in 5, 7 years, when you come to Nancy or Aquarius Down Nancy and you're like, hey, I got a business. You got me? I'm like, yes, yeah, I got you. Don't worry. Throw you in the mix. You know, I'm building something that it's not that I'm trying to not be about business because I know money helps things grow, but love has
That's
gotten me so
right.
far.
That's
And
right.
look, I love has
That's
gotten me
right.
so far in just a short period to the point where I could never think of trying you guys. So it's like I'm just happy that everything I prayed for, like a mother's prayer, is coming true. It's almost 46 minutes, girl. We don't rant. We are doing great things here, talking about great things. I'm hosting it on my end for this time for the Blue Robes
Okay.
Diaries, but I'm going to send you this for House of Blooms and that's where it's going to always be on Saturdays. I mean, it was rough. I got left. Normally, I do breakfast in the mornings. I got to hurry up and get ready. But other than that, I love you. I love this Ursula and Nancy. And what are we? We are
Podcasting mummies from across
moms,
the
moms from the
pond.
pond. Yes, podcasting
That's
moms.
what we are.
Yeah. And I just, yeah, no problem. And I love everything with about you. I love the way you are. I love what got me about you is your video clips, and your British accent. I love it. Proper. That's how you noticed I sort of, I don't know because I loved British literature when I was younger. I loved Great Expectations. I love the story of Pip and Mrs. Havisham. I loved it more than the movie that Brad Pitt played in as the adult Pip. But my whole thing of my love for it is just the English words, the words that we get in the English language. I know German aspects have to do with it and other Slavic stuff, but other than that, when I use words, I use them for their meanings. And I notice people from those places or Jamaicans or people from islands that are English ran, British ran, or were before they got their independence, tend to speak my language in the sense of they don't get over qualms with words like the word patron is. They don't take it as patronized because that's not the context. They're both the same word, but they all have different parts of speech when you use it, how you use it. Patron, we're talking about customers, people that are patronizing a business, walking it, buying from it, interacting with it, but someone would take the word patronize or whatever and think it's the same. No, so it's like I like the fact that I could talk to people who understand that difference just by the context of what I'm telling them and not go in the emotions of a word based off of the con like the connotations. I like denotations of words. I like using it that way, and that's why I do well with SEO. But I'm loving everything. And I'm so grateful that I'm talking to a mom from across the pond. We're
You are
podcasting moms
podcasting
on,
mums.
you
And
know,
you're
this
great,
air.
Nancy. Honestly, you're great. You're a great person. I say to you all the time, anyways. You know, I don't talk to that many females in terms of in that area. And you're probably only the second person to which we're going into this deep level of sisterhood mentorship that we're doing. Obviously, like we do provide the mentoring with the quick business plug, the mentoring sessions. With Black Mill TV Consulting, but what we're doing, it's deeper, and I'm just grateful that we're going on it together. So, you know me, if you're Nancy, if you're like, it's a good idea, let's do it, I'm like, okay, let's do it.
And thank you, because I mean, this is something I want to teach other women. You can relax, get a podcast, let that be
Ooh.
your engine, do your plugs. It's not a plug, it's your business, girl. We're hustling out here.
This is it.
We're trying to bring traffic to Anchor, but we need Anchor to work for us too. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, it's a give and take. You pay your taxes, pay your dues, but when you pay, when you get in your revenues and your profit, make sure put it away for the
This is
kids, the
it.
trust fund babies. And
This
that's my
is
focus
it.
now, trust fund babies.
This is it.
Focus on that. You might
Absolutely.
not be good with money, but put it in something you can't touch, and you just keep letting it grow and let a lawyer be able to handle that. And you know what are the things I put, and then we got to go. It's 15 minutes, 50 minutes. I'm so sorry. I put this, especially for my son and my daughter. If you keep on having children, just know in your trust fund, there's going to be a clause that all your kids get paid out first, then whatever's
Yeah.
left, you get. So if you're smart with what you're doing out there and spreading your seed, you might want one or two or three, but because you want to be like, if dang, and mommy leaves like 100 mil or bill, or something like that, $1 billion. I'm not going to let that be eaten up. But I want that. I don't want anybody, even a mistress child, if that child biologically is ran back to you and it has our mitochondrial DNA, which comes from me,
Yeah.
your matriarch. Okay, that child is getting that money too, and their college. One first thing is their college. Then another is if they're not in college, an assessment needs to be made by a business analyst at that time, and at that time of inflation rates needs to assess how good is the business idea that child wants to do, and the money that would go to
I
college
love
would go
it.
to the
I love all
business.
of that. I
I want
love
that
all of
new
that.
generational
Generational
wealth.
wealth.
Yeah, because you can't trust your kids. You can't trust your kids. So at least get with a law firm. I would love for them to be black, but I need a law firm that understands to handle trust. So even though they take their money to manage it, leave my children with something, and me leaving them with a legacy that's an engine, like these podcasts, that's an engine to help your business. Because anything connected to you is now going to have an engine where women can come and listen to you and then know the links that you put in the
Right,
description
okay.
to go help with the economics and all that stuff and the connections. And you're weaving a web of greatness, a pattern of no plagiarism. You're giving people their props. You're offering products. You're educating youth. You're educating adults who pay you for video editing to be as good as Franklin. Oh my God. And to have women that want to learn how to make things concise like you, that unlike me, who can go and write epics, but I could teach you how to write your first blog post about
Yes.
something so you get good SEO. We work off of our strengths and weaknesses. My weakness can be a strength, and once in a blue moon, I can go into my epics and go off because I'm telling someone what to write. Other than that, you're not
Yeah.
paying me. Even my daughter's father, he paid me $75 to write up stuff for him. I told him, you need to pay me for my time. I can't get my mind off of that. I finally got a chance to breathe, and I'm not going to take your load
Yeah.
onto me. So I'm helping him. But I told him, half of the money you make, all whatever you would have given to me, you're gonna have to put it in a trust
This
fund for
is
Goddess
it. This is
Isis
it.
and Fervile. I'm not playing no games. I don't want my little girl destitute like I've been. When you're destitute, you're
That
left
is
as
true.
prey. And that's why you need alpha
You've made
males to
poorer
protect.
decisions.
But I love
All
you,
right, then, my
girl. We
love.
gotta go.
Catch up in a minute. Bye.